You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, we're talking about the impactful work of Shelby Helpline Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving the Shelby and Tiro communities. Let's jump in. Last year, Shelby Helpline Ministries provided over 74 lunches to children throughout the community. The highest number of children served in a single day was 182. The program is available to all children in the community ages 18 and under who live in Shelby or Tiro. With the end of the school year approaching, the organization is preparing for its 17th free summer lunch program. Executive Director Jolene Arms, who took over for Cheryl Kramer in January, shared that serving the community through these summer lunches has been such a blessing. Lunches will be distributed at the Walnut Street facility from June 3rd through August 16th, with pickup hours from 12 to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. While the food is packaged to take home, there is seating available for children who want to eat their meals on site. Children must be present to get lunch, and preschool children and younger should be accompanied by an adult. 10 local churches have volunteered to help prepare and serve meals. Each church receives a weekly allowance of $1,000 from Shelby Helpline Ministries for food and packaging, supported by the United Fund through financial contributions. In addition to the summer lunch program, they also offer several other seasonal and year-round services, including school supply and clothing distribution, a community Christmas program, financial aid for utilities, budgeting classes, medical equipment loans, and more. Arms told us that the most significant aspect of Shelby Helpline's mission is ministering to community members dealing with challenging circumstances. Quote, whatever may arise in their life, then we're here to direct them as best we can. Arms joined Shelby Helpline Ministries after working at the Croc Center in Ashland, assisting with the Salvation Army Kids Program. During the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, Arms felt led to Shelby Helpline. She initially applied for a receptionist position, not knowing she would eventually become the executive director. She trained under the former director for 3 years before assuming her current role. Reflecting on her journey, Arms said, quote, Lord, you really did lead me here. For more information, check out shelbyhelpline.org. Now some Ohio history. Did you know that Amy Schneider is a renowned Jeopardy contestant from Ohio? She won 40 consecutive Jeopardy games from November 2021 to January 2022 and the November 2022 Tournament of Champions. Schneider holds the second longest win streak in Jeopardy history and is the most successful transgender and person identified as a woman in the show's history. Her $1.6 million in winnings places her ninth among all American game show contestants. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Debbie Wheaton. Debbie was born in Gallipolis in 1960. She graduated from Malabar High School in 1979 and NCSC in 1999 with a degree in human sciences. She and her husband, Jeff, were married for 25 years, and they enjoyed many motorcycle trips together. Debbie was witty and caring, loved baking, gardening, and the beach. She worked as a counselor at Catalyst Life Services and in retail at Kohl's. She ran her bakery, Best Desserts First, for 12 years. Debbie is survived by her grandchildren, step-grandchildren, a brother, and stepchildren. She was predeceased by her parents, husband, and sister. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Debbie's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.